And of course, this week, the reins of power also changed in the United States. The U.S. Senate this week came under new management. Republicans were forced to step aside and let Democrat Tom Daschle take over as majority leader. This unprecedented mid-year power shift was set off by Vermont Senator James Jeffords' defection from a Republican party he insists has grown too conservative. Both in the committees they now chair and on the floor of the Senate, Democrats will be setting a different agenda from what Republicans had planned. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Meeting with reporters yesterday for his second news conference as Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle had a whole laundry list of bills that had languished under GOP control, but which he now plans to bring up on the floor of the Senate.
A prescription drug benefit bill, minimum wage, hate crimes, the election reform legislation that we feel very strongly about, the Dodd bill, all of those issues are going to be given high priority.
Daschle's Democratic colleagues seem almost giddy with the lawmaking possibilities that lie before them now that they're the party calling the shots. For example, Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski says she plans to push for legislation addressing serious problems in the American workforce.
We're running deficits, and they're not budget deficits, but they're deficits of nurses and teachers and so on. And by being in charge, we're the ones that can really bring this to the fore, bring it to a vote, and hopefully even bring it to a solution.
Bills get to the floor by passing committees, and the Democrats, who now chair all the committees, can now decide which bills get considered. But Connecticut's Joe Lieberman, who heads the Governmental Affairs Committee, says these panels also have a key role to play as watchdogs over the Bush administration.
That means oversight and, if necessary, investigation. So hopefully out of it will come not political retribution or the politics of personal attack, but a more efficient government that is more reflective of what the people across the country want us to do.
Lieberman says he plans to hold hearings next week on energy prices in California and later on the Bush administration's regulatory rollbacks, especially those affecting the environment. Such plans have made some Republican senators wary of attacks on the White House. Virginia Republican George Allen says Democrats are welcome to investigate. But
if they want to get off on tangents and fishing expeditions and witch hunts, then they're not borne out by any legitimate concern. I think the people of the country will look at it as an abuse of their leadership.
Republicans are resigned to seeing some of their top legislative priorities move to a back burner, including the president's proposal for a missile defense system. Indeed, Majority Leader Daschle told reporters yesterday it simply doesn't make sense to spend billions of dollars on what he says is an unproven system.
This isn't rocket science here. Yes, it is rocket science. Now that I think about it, that's the problem. I hadn't thought about that.
Carl Levin, the Michigan Democrat who now chairs the Armed Services Committee, says there are many other threats to U.S. security that a missile defense system could never stop.
They could deliver a weapon of mass destruction if they wanted to do it in a truck instead of North Korea using a missile. So we're going to try to put some focus on the resources that we need to meet those emerging threats.
The biggest concern for Republicans is the possibility that President Bush's nominees for judgeships will get bottled up in the Judiciary Committee, now chaired by Democrat Patrick Leahy of Vermont. Leahy says he does want to consider Mr. Bush's nominees as long as they're acceptable to their home state senators.
I'm hoping that the president will consult, and I think that there's now there's probably even more incentive for him to consult. Remember, the Constitution says advise and consent. It doesn't say notify and rubber stamp.
Both Democrats and Republicans are well aware that many of President Clinton's judicial nominees got no hearings at all under a GOP-controlled Senate. But Republican Whip Don Nichols says it's time that changed.
We should treat everybody fairly. We should give them a timely consideration, and so they're not left hanging for a long period of time.
Daschle, for his part, says he prefers to set an example of civility in the Senate that he says has not existed for some time.
There will always be exceptions to every rule, but I think that generally I go into it with an expectation that these people ought to be given a fair chance.
With only 50 Democrats in a Senate where it normally takes 60 votes to get legislation passed, many of the bills the new majority brings up may not go far. More significant may be how much they willed their new power to stop Mr. Bush's nominees, whose appointments, in the case of judges, are for a lifetime. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.